the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Day three of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament getting underway here in just a bit. Jared Sluppy with you in our first game and our second game. Is Centralia versus Donovan West. The girls' game coming up first. Centralia 3-0 on the season in league play, 6-1 overall in the season. As for the Mustangs, they are 3-2 in league play and 6-3 overall. So looking at Centralia, they have won six games in a row since dropping their season opener against Seminole Central. They've scored 50-plus points in each of those six games, but they haven't played since January 5th. So it's been a long time coming. They've only played one game in the last 29 days since December 20th. The Panthers are currently ranked number six in the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association's latest poll as they climb up one spot despite actually not playing. And this is a team that is trying to win its second tournament in the span of 3 years. They won it 2 years ago and trying to do it again here this year. As for Donovan West, they have three losses on the season after winning the state title a year ago, their first state title in school history. But those three teams that they lost to have a combined record of 21-3. They have losses to some really good teams, so nothing to shake your head at in terms of their overall record. They're 3-2 in league play, not where they would like to be. That being said, if they want to repeat as state champs, they got to win some of those games against those really good teams. They got plenty of opportunities to do that for the rest of the regular season, as we are still in mid-January, and there are a lot of games made up throughout the late January portions of the schedule and early February as well. The Mustangs have just one win against teams that are above 500. That was their opening season win, or their opening regular season win. That was against Axel. And the Axel Eagles are currently 5-4. They don't have a win against anybody in the top half of the league as of just yet, and they have a chance to do that here with a big statement win against Centralia here in the quarterfinal round. And it's kind of interesting, kind of talking about that team a year ago for Donovan West. They went 21-5, and five losses is the most, tied for the most ever, by a 1A/1AD1 state champion. So it was a team that was obviously very good, but they accrued a lot of losses, mainly because of the competition being so stiff. All right, we're going to take a brief break, and we will come back with our starting lineups and break down the individual players we'll be seeing here tonight and get you ready for tip-off. Back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Saw Wilmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. stop by Saltwater Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Saltwater Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Saltwater Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, day three of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. About to get another quarterfinal matchup on the way with Donovan West versus Centralia. As mentioned before the break, that's our boys and girls matchups here this evening. Kind of funny how that shook out as the Donovan West boys, the 11th seed, upset 6th seed Washington County yesterday evening. And, of course, Donovan West girls taking care of business against Blue Valley Randolph yesterday afternoon. Talking about that game, recapping what happened in that one, it was close early on in the game. It was 7-7 for the Mustangs. They kind of were able to force some turnovers. They were able to score off those turnovers from their press. And Wayne Weststein scored 6 points in the opening quarter. Ava Gladhart had 4 in that first 8 minutes. In the second quarter, Mustangs had 7 different scores, and only 2 were able to make a field goal for Blue Valley Randolph. It was 30-17 at the half, and from there, just kind of pulling away. They had 6 more scores in the third quarter, including, how about a 22-point quarter for Donovan West in the third quarter last night. Terrific stuff from Melina Weststein. She had 11 points. She was her player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Also, Andy Foster, she had 10 points, with 7 of those coming in the third quarter. She has been terrific all season long, and they were able to get the win in advance here to this round this evening, the quarterfinal round. Taking a look at some of the individual players to look for in this contest, though, for Centralia. Their leading scorer coming in tonight, of course, is Owen Dieters in her junior season, averaging 18.9 points per game. Also leads the team in rebounds and assists, 4.9 boards, 3.7 assists. And how about her assist to turnover ratio? She is taking care of the basketball. Her ratio is 1.63. Very solid for her. She's taking care of the basketball a lot better, and she's also shooting the three-pointer a lot better than she did last year as well. She's shooting 36.2% from beyond the arc and 42.9% from the floor, which is very good for a guard, averaging 9.3 shots per game overall and 6.7 three-point attempts per game. So it's not like she's only shooting a little bit. She is pouring on the threes, and she is making a bunch of them. Tava Gibbs has been dominant inside and giving them more of a inside presence. Just a freshman, she's averaging 7.4 points per game and shooting 45% from the floor. Also, they have other scorers that can put the ball through the hoop, as well as Josie Haberkamp, Tatum Kramer, Keelan Rampe, also averaging over 4 points per game. And same with Cora Thompson. She's actually one of their leading rebounders at 4.7 rebounds per game. And Tori Kuckelman can shoot well from beyond the arc. She shoots the second most 3-point attempts per game, and she's able to knock down a 3 when you need her to. And as for Donovan West, the leading scorer coming into tonight is Melina Weststein. This is a team that doesn't really have a star player like Centralia does, but Weststein has 5.1 rebounds per game along with her 9 points, and shoots 25% from beyond the arc, averaging almost 5 attempts per game from distance. And she, as mentioned, had 11 points yesterday, with 9 of those coming in the first half. Katie Johnson gives them a presence down low. Johnson versus Gibbs is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Johnson, their second leading scorer at 8.7 points, 4.9 boards, and how about 1.6 blocks per game? Brenna Eadie, their point guard, averaging 8.6 a game, shooting 33% from beyond the arc and shooting 4 of those deep balls per game. And Andy Foster, she has really come on this season, 7.6 points, 5 rebounds. She's the second leading rebounder and actually leads the team in assists at 2.9 assists per game. And as mentioned, had her big day yesterday. Courtney Johnson also averaging 6 points per game, 5th. Highest score on the team. So they have a lot of different scorers that can spread the ball around, and she shoots 80% from the free throw line. So they get it done from the charity stripe as well. Should be a fun matchup. Let's go and send it to another break. We'll come back here in a couple minutes with your starters here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, time to get to our starters for tonight's contest. First for Centralia, number 11, a 5'7 junior, Tatum Kramer. Number 12, a 5'6 senior, Tori Kuckelman. Number 13, a 5'8 junior, Isabel Haberkamp. Number 15, a 5'6 junior, Owen Dieters. And number 20, a 5'7 sophomore, Cora Thompson. So once again, for Centralia, it's Kramer, Kuckelman, Haberkamp, Dieters, and Thompson. And as for Donovan West, number 2, a senior, Lena Leatherman. Number 10, a junior, Brenna Eady. Number 15, a junior, Katie Johnson. Number 22, a senior, Ava Gladhart. And number 23, a senior. So once again, starters for Donovan West are Leatherman, Eady, Johnson, Gladhart, and Wettstein. I'd like to thank our sponsors for making today's broadcast possible, including M&R Auto Parts, Farmers State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. It's Donovan West. It's Centralia. Quarterfinal action, Twin Valley League Tournament. Let's get it underway. Centralia in the white, Donovan West in the navy blues, with the orange letters and numbers. Centralia, the 3 seed, their first game since January 5th and their second game in the past 29 days. As for Donovan West, coming off that win yesterday against Blue Valley Randolph. There's the tip, and we are underway, and it's secured by Owen Dieters of Centralia. Panthers with the first possession. She takes it all the way to the paint, defended by Brenda Eady. Pulls up with a size advantage. Shot is short, no good. Rebound, full court heave up ahead. And finding the paint, it's a jump ball. Down low, that was Ava Gladhart making the catch after the full-court pass from Elena Wettstein. Possession arrow favors the Mustangs. Lob it up to Eady. Gets it over. Shot no good, though, from the far side block. Rebound, Dieter. She'll bring it up herself, looking for the cutting. Tatum Kramer couldn't find her, so she holds onto it herself. We'll take it to the far side wing, swinging around the perimeter. Kramer out of the near side wing for Cora Thompson. Dieters from the near side elbow. Dribbles right. It stopped, now reverses course, now heads back to the basket again, shut up, that's too strong, Dieters 0 for 2 to start out, rebound Melena Wettstein, 2 rebounds for her, Eady pushing up, down the middle, pulls up, 15-footer, that one's no good from the free throw line, and a foul against Donovan West inside against Katie Johnson, our first foul of the game. Good pace for both teams, and Centralia will face Donovan West press that gave Blue Valley Randolph a lot of headaches yesterday, mainly in the first quarter and early in the second quarter. Dieters breaks it herself, cross half court. Kramer, lob down low, near side block. Cora Thompson, she traveled, doesn't get called though, but she misses a shot, a rebound by Katie Johnson. Pushing it down the middle is Lena Leatherman. She'll hand it back. Wettstein, far side wing for Eady. Defended by Kramer. And she'll dribble it back the midcourt, 6:53 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless. Leatherman hands it off to Edie, dribbles to her right. Back to Leatherman, who's going to hand it off to Melina Wettstein from the wing. Now it's to the top of the key. Gladhart hands it off to Edie. Defending is the 2-3 zone of Centralia. And that three-pointer is blocked from Gladhart by Thompson. Going the other way is Dieters on the runaway. And Leatherman takes it from her. And it's going to be a jump ball. Dieters tried to get a right-handed layup, but fantastic hustle by Lena Leatherman. Now our first substitution of the game as Andy Foster checks in for Ava Gladhart. 6.5 to go. 90 seconds into this one, we have no score. Peter's looking for somebody to get open. Lob it into Kramer. Far side wing. Drives middle. Jump stop. In trouble. Lobs it out. Was it deflected? No, it was not. As he lobs it out of bounds. Trying to go back out to Peters. In the wing. And she threw it away. First substitution of the game for Centralia is Tava Gibbs. Second leading scorer for the Panthers. Averaging 7.4 points per game. Here's the inbound to Edie. Full court man-to-man. As Edie crosses over on Kramer. Gives it up Leatherman. Pass deflected. Fantastic. Weak side defense by Isabel Haberkamp. Full court pass ahead to her. And she traveled with it. So she forces the turnover, but then commits the turnover. And it's going back to Jonathan West. We have still no score here in this one. Took Jonathan West a little bit to warm up yesterday as well. But, of course, they also had to deal with that long break. Centralia is having to deal with that right now as Edie dribbles into a trap at half court, gives it up. Wettstein to Johnson near side corner. Far side wing, dribbling middle. And a blocking foul called against Centralia on the drive from Andy Foster. And that foul goes against Cora Thompson, first foul against Centralia. Johnson the inbounder, bounce pass, get into Foster. And shot fading away to her right, no good, tipped up in the air, and hauled in by Tava Gibbs of Centralia. Kramer pushing the issue, near side wing, it stopped. Had a room to shoot, but that gives up to Dieters. She will shoot in, she will hit from the top of the key, you know, and Dieters gets the seal of the game, cracked, and now a 4-4 pass up ahead from Foster, is last touched by Lena Leatherman, and out of bounds, it was deflected by Gibbs, and a turnover back to Centralia. Couple substitutions for the Mustangs. They'll bring in Bell Smith for the first time this afternoon, as well as Courtney Johnson. Didn't have her written down. That's my fault. She's on the program. Half court, Kramer with the pass and jumping up and down to try to receive the pass. Hayden Kramer catching in the near side corner. 5.5 to go. Drive and kick. Dieters, top of the key. Defended by Edie, in and out dribble. Gale gives up her dribble. Pass to the far side wing. Hayden Kramer drives right, jump stop, and it's travel. As soon as you jump stop, you can't take another step. That's exactly what you did. Johnson West will get the ball back. Still trying to break the seal. And a full court pass. Nobody was looking for it. Off the foot of Andy Foster. It's loose on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball. His own Dieters, Tava Gibbs. And actually, correction, that is Bell Smith on the floor for D. West. And possession arrow will stay with the Mustangs. Edie with the inbound pass with 5:15 to go, opening quarter. Far side wing catch, Foster drives right on Hayden Kramer, kicks it out. Smith, handoff, Edie, dribbles to her left. The top of the key, stops, lobs, down low. Pass for Johnson, she'll get it out of there. Smith drives right side, shot over Hayden Kramer, up and hangs on the rim, but it's good, it falls. And Andy Foster with the first basket of the game for Jonathan West. And double-teamed is Dieters. Full court pass up ahead. Underneath the basket with the catch is Josie Haberkamp. She'll kick it out of there to help defense. Haberkamp kicks it out to Kevin Kramer. Pass deflected out of bounds. Actually not deflected. It was just off of Kramer. And timeout called by Jonathan West. 30-second break, 3-2, Centralia. Set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZA.
Not a whole lot of scoring so far, just 5 points combined in the opening 3 minutes of the ballgame. It's 3-2, Centralia leading Donovan West. CBL Girls Basketball Tournament quarterfinal matchup. Crossover dribble, ED across half court, gives it up. This is Courtney Johnson with it. And now Katie Johnson lobs down low for Bell Smith. It's deflected and taken away by Tava Gibbs with the steal. And she'll give it up to Aiden Kramer, who hands off to Dieters, and they'll run the play. And that pass is thrown away, Annie Foster. Left-handed transition layup, and she fouled hard, and she'll go up to shoot two. Mentioned how big of a factor Annie Foster has been to this team. Just a freshman. So aggressive when she has the ball in her hands. That foul goes against Hayden Kramer, her first team second. She's a 44% free throw shooter. First one on its way, and that one is no good. Too strong. Had the aim right. Edie will get a breather, and Lena Leatherman checking back in for the Mustangs. Second free throw on its way for Foster is good. First free throws of the game for either team. And Annie Foster has all three of the team's points. Cross half court, breaking the press. That's inside. Haber can kick out to Hayden Kramer for three. Too strong. A rebound, Lena Leatherman. And a lob up ahead to Foster. She'll pull for a pass up ahead. That one is deflected, but into the hands of her target. That shot rejected out of there by Katie Johnson, or beg your pardon, Tava Gibbs. And what's the call? They're going to say out of bounds on Centralia, so Johnson West gets it back. A shot attempted by Courtney Johnson. But Tava Gibbs says nay, nay. Lena Weststein checking back in for Donovan West. Bell Smith coming to the bench. We're tied 3-3. Here's the inbound. Foster drives left. Quarter. That one's swatted out of there. And gets her own miss. Second attempt is blocked. Out of bounds. Love her aggressiveness, but sometimes you got to know when to kick it out. 3:54 to go, opening quarter. Here's a lob to Courtney Johnson to inbound it. End off. Far side corner. Weststein enters back. Katie Johnson too hot. Through her hands. And stolen by Keelan Rempe, who checked into the game. Peters across that court. Far side. She brings it towards the middle. Far side wing catch for Hayden Kramer. Kramer dribbles to her right. High post catch. Josie Haverkamp. Back to her cut. Peters can't find her. Kicks it out. Drive. Left side. Hayden Kramer. Stop. Near side block. Kick it out. Long three on the way. Squared away. Good! Keelan Rempe makes her presence felt in the ball game. It's 6-3 Centralia. Full court pass up ahead. Deflected out of bounds by Hayden Kramer. And the official initially said that it was Donovan West basketball, but they changed the call. Or they initially said it was Centralia ball, but it is now Donovan West basketball. Tori Kuckelman, Tatum Kramer back in for Centralia. Tava Gibbs going to the bench. Here's the inbound for Katie Johnson. It goes to Brennan Eady, who checked back in as well. She's going to try a three. He checked time. That's short. Long rebound in the corner. And she gets her own miss. Her pass is deflected, intended for Leatherman, and intercepted. Going the other way, Hayden Kramer. Full court pass up ahead to Hayden Kramer. Up the far side from the wing. Dribbles, middle, stops, 15 feet. Gives it up. Short corner, kick it out. Right baseline, Hayden Kramer to the corner. Defended by Annie Foster. She pokes it away from her. Out of bounds, they'll stay with the Panthers. Fast action here in this quarterfinal matchup. Meanwhile, in the other gym, Valley Heights and Lynn. Lynn getting a 52-48 upset over 7-seed Troy in the first round. And a handoff is out of bounds off the knee of Hayden Kramer, so a turnover by the Panthers. Donovan West, a chance to get within one or tie it. As we are at 6-3 with 2:57 to go. 3-seed Centralia leading 6-seed Donovan West. Edie crossover dribble, high post pass, and a foul on reach-in by Tori Kuckelman. The pass was to the high post for Lena Leatherman. Johnson, the inbounder, lob it to Weststein, working from the paint, shut up, off the glass, and good. And Lena Weststein with her first basket of the game. Mustangs back within one. They get across half court against the press. Kramer drives, stops 13 feet out, and passes out of bounds, intended for Tava Gibb, which is, or Megan Martin, sorry, to see Haverkamp. She stopped from inside the block, and she started to head back towards the perimeter. And the ball went inside. Some miscommunication on that pass. And Donovan West, chance to take the lead. Be their first of the game. If they can get it. Edie takes it across half court herself. against pressure going coast to coast. Layup is no good. Offensive rebound, though. Leatherman tries to kick it out. Deflected by Dieters. It's thrown away. She brings up herself. She'll try to go coast to coast with it. Goes middle. Spins to the outside. Fading away. Shut up. And good. Up the glass. Coast to coast. Lay in for Owen Dieters. She has five. And it's 8-5 Centralia. Edie dribbles to a double team. She gets it out of there. Sandy Foster dribbles across half court. The freshman drives and kicks. Edie. Cross court pass, far side corner. Three ball on the way. Good for Elena Wittstein. She has five. And we are tied 8-8 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Offense starting to pick up here in Onega in the South Gym. Peters pass almost deflected, but finds the hands of Gibbs. Nice lob down low. That shot blocked out of there, but a foul on the body as Lena Leatherman shoved her down low. She swatted Tava Gibbs, but Lena Leatherman picks up the personal. Her first, team second. And two free throws coming up for Cora Thompson. Thompson, a 41.7% free throw shooter. One of the team's best rebounders with 4.7 per game as that first free throw is pure. First free throw of the game attempted by Centralia. 9-8 Panthers. One more free throw coming up. And that one is too strong by the 5'7 sophomore. Offensive rebound by Gibbs. Misses. Putback. That one is no good. Two putback misses and out of bounds. Last touch by Donovan West. And that was Emmy Jo Wettstein trying to save it. Josie Haverkamp will check back in. She'll come in for Cora Thompson, who went 0 for 2. Beg your pardon, sorry, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 9-8 Panthers. 1:44 to go first quarter. Katie Johnson substituting. She will come in for Andy Foster. Inbound. Dieters will inbound it. Goes in to the far side wing to Gibbs, the top of the key for Tatum Kramer. So to her right, gets the screen by Dieters, goes to her right. Stops to the wing, high post catch. Haverkamp turns and fires, 17 footer off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Jonathan Weck. And Emmy Jo Wettstein securing the rebound. If she's fouled, it'll go the other way. Tava Gibbs reached in. That'll be her first, team's fourth. Bonus shooting the rest of the way for the Mustangs in the remaining 93 seconds in this period. Courtney Johnson checking in for Donovan West. Edie brings up herself. It stops. Near side wing catch. Bell Smith. Drive. Kick. Courtney Johnson hands it off. Nice cutoff from Owen Dieters, stopping Emmy Jo Wettstein in her tracks. 1:16 to go. Curling is Bell Smith, and she traveled. She jumped up in the air, wanted to pass, but Gibbs went up with her, and with her size, made it difficult to get a pass around her while she was in the air, and she came down with the basketball, and Centralia forces a turnover thanks to Tava Gibbs. Keelan Rempe checking back in for Centralia. 9-8 Panthers, 1:13 to go first quarter. Peters across half court from the far side. Crossover dribble, middle. Drives in the lane, pull-up jumper, floater. That's when Ellen rims out. Rebound, Katie Johnson. Now the pass thrown away by Dieters. Another chance for Centralia. Drives underneath the basket to the near side corner. Thought about the three, instead kicks it out. Rempe, sounds like he catch Kramer. Triple threat, dribble, near side. Dieters gets it back from the elbow. Spins to the middle, shot over a couple defenders. Off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound secured by Tony Johnson in a jump ball as Owen Dieters reaches her hands in there and gets a piece. Possession arrow in favor of Donovan West. No correction. Actually, the Australia basketball scoreboard was wrong. Scores table had it right, though. Inbound for Hayden Kramer. Close to a five-second call, and they lob it into Rempe just barely near half court. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Drive left side. Kramer pulls up. 10-footer. No good. Too strong. Missing everything. Goes out of bounds with a touch. No. And it'll go to Donovan West, a chance to take the lead with 35 seconds left in this opening period. Edie bringing it up. Tatum Kramer meets her at three-quarters court. Cross half court, bounce pass, far side wing, Johnson. Lobs it inside, that's deflected by Keelan Rempe, and out of bounds. Stays Mustang basketball with 26.1. Owen Dieters briefly checked out of the game. She'll check back in. Dieters has done a fantastic job of staying out of foul trouble, which is something she has struggled with in her underclassmen years. This year, she's been a little bit better at that. Inbound, intended from Lena Wittstein, is deflected by Rempe, thrown away, going the other way, Hayden Kramer. Right side layup, no good, but she's out from behind, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Fantastic reach in by Keelan Rempe on an inbound pass that was from the far side underneath the basket to the near side block. It was a crowded pass. 20.2 seconds left. Couple free throws here for Kramer. First one on the way, too strong. Isabel Haberkamp checks back in. She hasn't had a ton of playing time despite starting this ball game. She'll check in for Tava Gibbs. And now a late substitution. Elena Becker will substitute for the first time today for Australia. Checks in for Owen Dieters. Second try for Hayden Kramer from the free throw line is on its way. And good. 1-for-2, making 10-8. 20 seconds left for Jonathan West. ED across half court. Defended by Becker all the way. Behind the back dribble to the near side wing. Hands it off to Westside. She'll drive right inside. Open lane. Shot up off the glasses. No good. Rebound. Katie Johnson. High off the glasses. Good. And Katie Johnson with her first basket. 5 seconds left for Australia. Up the far side. Hayden Kramer gets bumped. 2 seconds. Fires up at the buzzer. Off the side of the backboard. No good. And we are tied after 8 minutes of action. A fun game so far. 10-10. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We go to the second quarter tied at 10-10. A fun one so far. 5 points apiece for both of the teams leading scores coming into the game. Owen Dieters with 5 and Melena Wettstein with 5 as well. A lot of turnovers. Not a whole lot of points off those turnovers for either team. I feel like at this point, it's not too crazy to say the team that has the most points off turnovers can win this ballgame. Second quarter action back underway. Jonathan West with the ball first. Brenna Eady. Bounce pass, far side wing to Foster, and she fumbles it out of bounds. The pass was too far wide of the mark. It'll go to Centralia. And Dieters knocked down a three-pointer early on and then made a layup on a breakaway. She went coast-to-coast with it. Here's Tatum Kramer with it, far side wing. She's so far scoreless on the day. Now she'll get up to Tava Gibbs. She'll drive to the near side block, and now she'll kick it out. Three ball on the way, far side corner, off the front of the rim, no good for Tori Kuckelman. Long rebound, Brenna Eady on the run, right side, transition layup on the way, good! And Brenna Eady with a timely time, or a timely basket. And it's 12-10, Donovan West. David Gibbs gonna try a three off the dribble, that one's short, rebound for Donovan West. Amy Jo Wettstein, full court pass up ahead by Andy Foster, up ahead to the far side block, having to haul it down and kick it out. Bounce pass, near side wing. Foster drives middle, and she's bumped. Foul on the floor. Now go against Tatum Kramer, her first. Underneath the basket, Katie Johnson lobs it. That's deflected by Dieters. She's going to get the steal. Set it for Emmy Jo Wettstein. Dieters keeps it, and she carries. She looked like she was going to try a one-handed pass. Instead, she kind of started to push it and then brought it down. And that is a carry. Good call by the official. Jonathan West gets it back as they lead 12-10. Their first lead of the team, failed to mention, when Brenna Eady made her layup. 6:58 left to go, second quarter. Eady across half court. She's going to drive. She's falling away to the right, and that's kind of a wild shot. I'm laughing about it, but I don't think head coach Perry Smith is laughing about that. It's a turnover. It goes to Centralia. Kind of a wild shot. She was about 10 feet away from the basket, she was falling to her right as if she was shooting a layup. Dieters with it, pass the top of the key to Kramer, dribbling to her right, stops at the wing. Wraparound pass, deflected, and stolen away. And that pass from Bell Smith, trying to get to Andy Foster. It's collected by Tava Gibbs out of bounds, and it goes to Dr. West. Elena Wettstein checking in. In for Emmy Jo Wettstein. Edie defended by Tatum Kramer. Brings it across half court. Bounce pass to Elena Wettstein. Near side wing. Top of the key catch, Katie Johnson. Now to Edie, far side wing. Lob it in to the cutter. Layup good. Cutting across the lane to make the layup is Elena Wettstein. She's got seven, leading all scores at 14-10. Donica West. Peters drives left. Stop. Turning inside. Kicks it out. Thought she got an offensive foul as Edie went to the ground. Nothing called. We play on. Gibbs drives right side. Swatted out of there by Katie Johnson. Bell Smith in trouble. She kicks it out to Andy Foster. She'll bring it up. Up ahead to Brenna Edie. From the near side wing, kicks it out. Head fake Foster drives right side off the glass. That's too strong. Rebound Tava Gibbs. And an outlet pass to the far side. Bringing it up is Tuckelman. Peters, top of the key. Puts on the floor. Drives left side in the lane, and she's fouled on the floor. So they're going to say going up. Looks to me like it should have been on the floor. That foul goes against Bell Smith for first, team's first. And Coach Perry Smith not debating whether that was on the floor or going up, so not going to challenge it. As that first free throw from Owen Dieters is too strong. Centralia now 2-for-5 from the free throw line today, something they've been struggling with this season as a whole. One more try for Dieters, shooting just below 60% on the season. She knocks that one through. She has 6 points. She goes 1-for-2 this time. It's 14-11. Donovan West. Foster across half court, gives up the short corner to Ava Gladhart. She gets it right back after giving it up momentarily. Dribbles to her left and gives up to Courtney Johnson. She drives baseline, and she is fouled. And are they going to call this one on the floor? They're going to call this one on the floor as well. So Donica West not getting the benefactor of either of those calls as Hayden Kramer picks up her second personal foul. She's going to stay in the game for the moment being. Johnson on the inbound to the wing. To Wettstein. Nice spine down low. Far side block. And shot it no good off the glass from Andy Foster. Gets her on this. And a jump ball is called. Head coach Perry Smith wanting a reach-in. Not going to get it. Possession arrow favoring Centralia. So the Panthers get a stop and they have a chance to possibly tie it right here with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. To start the second quarter, Donovan West getting their first lead of the game. Centralia had it the entire first quarter. Peters cross half court against the press. Drives left side. Short corner. And with the one a blocking foul against Ava Gladhart, she was moving, is what the official says. Swinging it to head coach Perry Smith. And that will be Gladhart's first personal, second team foul. Keelan Rempe in for Tori Kuckelman. And meanwhile, Ava Gladhart will come to the bench. And Lena Leatherman checking in for D. West. 5:08 to go, second quarter. Now Brenna Edie checking in late. She will come in for Andy Foster. Peter standbound. Lob it up for Gibbs. Middle of the paint. She'll kick it out to the far side. Rempe dribbles baseline. It's stopped by Leatherman. Kicks it to the wing. Now top of the key to Dieters. She'll try a long three. Check time. Good. Owen Dieters. She's got nine. Now she gets a steal on the press. We're tied 14-14. Gives up to Gibbs. Out on the near side. Hands off to Kramer. That's going right back. And that's going right back by Centralia. Kick it out. Peter's going to try another one. That one is short. Rebound Katie Johnson. And football pass deflected by Dieters, but back into the hands of Courtney Johnson. Bounce pass. Now he's trying to possibly pull up. No. Wettstein's going to try a three. That one is no good. Rebound by Keelan Rempe. Charlie will slow it up with Owen Dieters. Head coach Dustin Thompson calling the play with 4:25 to go second quarter. Lizzie Havenkamp wanted to try the three. Lob from Dieters. Deflected. Jennifer Gibbs thrown away. Another minute. Johnson almost traveled, and they're going to get her with the travel. It's going to go the other way. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, Bandina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wankland Oil Company. Thank you to our amazing sponsors for making our broadcast possible here all week long here in Onega. Tim Kramer back in for Centralia, checking in for Owen Dieters. Petrelia with the basketball, giving her just a little bit of a breather here. Peters with 9 points, leads all scores. Melina Whitside for Dr. West has 7. Driving baseline and flipping is Hayden Kramer. Almost touched the baseline. They'll lob it out to Hayden Kramer. Make that Keelan Rempe, excuse me. She'll take it to the near side wing. Goes to Haberkamp. All alone for 3. That was off the backboard. No good. And a foul in the back against Hayden Kramer. That is her third personal foul. Team foul number 3. 3:59 to go in the second quarter. We are tied 14-14. We were tied 10-10 coming into the second quarter. Both teams, of course, 4 points apiece. Brenna Eady, top of the key, holding on to her dribble, defended by Tatum Kramer. Good defense by Centralia, not allowing anybody to get open. Pass inside. Nice find from Emmy Jo Wetstein to Katie Johnson. She lays it up and in. And Katie Johnson now with 4. Emmy Jo Wetstein with the assist. 3 ball off the dribble from Hayden Kramer. No good. Offensive rebound. That's no good. From Isabel Haberkamp. She gets another try. That's no good. And a jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow, I believe, favors Dr. West. It does. Court Thompson checking back in for Australia. Checking in for Hayden Kramer and Owen Dieters. A short time on the bench. She'll check back in for Josie Haberkamp. Jonathan West leading 16-14, quarterfinal matchup, BBL Girls Basketball Tournament. Winner will take on the winner of Valley Heights and Lynn, going on currently in the other gym in the semifinal matchup. Peters takes away, gets a steal from Amy Jo Wetstein. Going to her right, shot over Katie Johnson. Good! Up and over the forward. That's 11 for Owen Dieters. 3:05 to go. Second quarter, we are tied 16-16. He is going to go coast to coast, pulls up 13-footer, no good. Offensive rebound, Lena Leatherman. Kicked out to Edie, top of the key. Another chance for D. West. She'll retreat. Now she'll start to drive. She'll kick it. Wetstein to Leatherman in the corner. On the far side, gives it back to Emmy Jo Wetstein. Now back to Edie. Top of the key. Now it's up to play here. Head coach Perry Smith says to slow down just a little bit. Edie, defended by Tatum Kramer, goes to her left once again. Hand it off to Leatherman. Dribble to the middle. She's going to kick into the corner. 3 ball on the way. That's short. And a rebound by Tatum Kramer off the Emmy Jo Wetstein mix. Pass up ahead to Rempe. Kick back to Dieters to the near side wing. Drive. Spin to the middle. Stops. Double move, and she travels. Close call. It was a difficult call, I got to say, whether that was a travel or not. The fact that she picked up her foot, I think, is where they get the travel. Her foot was planted. And she went up, then it wouldn't have been travel. The fact she picked up her foot, then it would have been a travel, which is what she did. So, I think they got the call right. 2:15 to go, 16-16. Hand off, drive, middle. Foster had a lane to shoot, but she passes off to Johnson. It's saved. We're going out of bounds. Here's a lob for Foster. That's way too high. Breaking part for Courtney Johnson. And Amy Gowetson commits a turnover. It's been a frustrating afternoon for her. She's committed a few of those turnovers here. You're still tied 16-16, 2:03 remaining. Second quarter, the clock has not started. Now it starts, a little bit late, but Dieters drives left, kicks. And Thompson kicks it to the top of the key. Kramer, dribbling right, stops at the elbow, kick near side wing. Dieters, head fake, thought about the 3, crossover over dribble on Edie. To the short corner, and she's fouled on the floor. And Brenna Edie commits her first personal foul. With 1:50 to go, Melina Wetstein checking back in. And she comes in for Emmy Jo Wetstein. And a timeout is called by Centralia. It'll be a 60-second timeout. We'll take it as well here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
KMZA.
16-16, 150 to go. CDL quarterfinal. Centralia Donovan West. Centralia with the ball. Short side of the court. Inbound is Tatum Kramer from the block. And travel is called. Meanwhile, in the other gym, Valley Heights dominating Lynn 35-17 at the half. That scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. And from the far side wing, a double dribble from Cordy Johnson. We'd like to thank today's sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies for making today's broadcast possible. Tori Kuckelman, Keelan Rempe checking in for Core Thompson and Owen Dieters. Meanwhile, Lena Leatherman will check in for Courtney Johnson for Jonathan West. 1:35 to go. Panthers get the ball once again. Inbound is to Rempe. She cuts towards the basket. It's in across half court. High post catch, Josie Haberkamp. Fires past the corner. On the far side, Isabel Haberkamp. Pass to Kramer. That's deflected. Thrown away by Melana Wettstein. Full court pass up ahead to Edie. On the far, rather, the near side wing. Drives middle. Bounce pass off of a shin of somebody. And loose picked up by the Panthers. Kramer brings up the near side. Now towards the middle from the top of the key. To Kuckelman. She'll hand it back. That's deflected and thrown away by Melana Wettstein once again. Actually, beg your pardon, that was Andy Foster, but she was across the half-court line, and Wettstein was in the backcourt, so it's a backcourt violation. And both teams committing a handful of turnovers here in this second quarter. Still 16-16 with now 107 left to go. Tatum Kramer will exit. Josie Haberkamp checking into the game. Have both catch for Haberkamp into the corner. Far side, Isabel Haberkamp. Give it to Owen Dieters. Between the dribble, between the legs dribble, shot up no good from 13 feet. And a whistle and a foul called against Josie Haberkamp. Harry Smith yelling for the call, and he'll get it. That'll be Josie Haberkamp's first personal and fourth team foul, 53.7 seconds left. The West will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. Edie crossover dribble, gets past Rempe, cross half court, gets past Dieters. She fumbles it, loses it, and picked up by Dieters. Steal for Centralia. Rempe driving far side. From the right, stops at the block, kicks it out to Dieters. Just to the right at the top of the key, drives left. Jumps off, kick. Short corner, had an open look, inside gives it up. Rempe all alone. Deep three on the way, no good. Offensive rebound, Dieters, putback is good. Owen Dieters now with 13 points. It's 18-16 Centralia with their first lead of the second quarter. Far side wing catch, Foster drives baseline on Rempe, gives up a dribble from the short corner, kicks it out, Johnson, pass fake, cross court pass, near side, Wettstein for three, good! Melina Wettstein now has 10, 7 seconds left for Dieters, 19-18 D-West, 4 seconds, Dieters, step back, three at the buzzer, off the backboard, no good! And that is how the quarter and the half comes to a close, an exciting half of basketball, 19-18 Donovan West, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega, 19-18 in favor of Donovan West. A fun back-and-forth one here in the CDL quarterfinals. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Let's take a brief moment to thank our sponsors of today's contest, including BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, Hilltop Creations, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. Huge thanks to all of our amazing sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. Looking at the individual scores for today's contest, Centralia has 13 points of their 18 from Owen Dieters, and all of the team's 8 points in the second quarter came from her. Also 3 points from Keelan Rempe and 1 free throw from Cora Thompson. As for Donovan West, 10 points for Melena Wettstein, also 4 from Katie Johnson, 3 from Andy Foster, and 2 from Brenna Eady. And kind of breaking down how this one has went so far, at the beginning of the game, scoring came at a premium. Only 5 points combined in the opening 3 minutes of the game. And it was until later in the quarter that both of the team's leading scorers heading into the game, Owen Dieters and Melena Wettstein, ended up getting 5 points apiece in that first quarter. It was 10-10 going into the second. And then Donovan West got their first lead of the game to start the second quarter, 12-10. It went back and forth. Well, actually, Donovan West held on to the lead for a little bit, but it was not a very large lead. 4 was the largest that it got. And then Dieters got the lead back at 18-16 with less than a minute left. And then a 3-pointer with 8 seconds left for Melena Wettstein is the difference as of right now in this one. 19-18, Donovan West leading Centralia. We'll go ahead and send it to another break here on our Halftime Show brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters. plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
KMVA.
Game one of our doubleheader here at the Twin Valley League Tournament in Onega. Both games with the same teams. Centralia and Dr. West here in the girls' game halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Donovan West leading 19-18, 10 points for Melina Wettstein. And for Centralia, 13 points from Owen Dieters. Mentioned this before the break, she had all 8 of Centralia's points in that second frame. Got to get somebody else going. That's kind of been an issue for Centralia for the past couple of seasons. Trying to get somebody going. Again, Keelan Rempe is the only person that has a field goal. Corey Thompson has a free throw, but the only person that has a field goal other than Owen Dieters. Actually, correction, I am missing a point here. Hayden Kramer had a free throw in the first quarter, so she has a singular point as well. So Centralia is 3-for-6 from the free throw line. And as for Jonathan West, they that way went 1-for-1 with Andy Foster. She made an in-1, and she was able to capitalize. Actually, no, she went 1-for-2. What am I talking about? She went 1-for-2. So she is 1-for-2, and those are the only 2 free throws attempted in the game for Jonathan West. Teams getting their final words in. And just a reminder that our boys game coming up here after this one. And then the games we're covering tomorrow include the second of the semifinals on the girls' side. The winner of this game versus the winner of Valley Heights and Lynn. It sounds like it's going to be Valley Heights. They're up 35-17 at the half in the North Gym. And we'll also cover both of the semifinals on the boys' side. Clifton Clyde versus Axtell at 3 o'clock in the North Gym. And then Centralia versus Donovan West, the winner of that game, will take on the winner of Hanover versus Valley Heights. So for Donovan West, it'll be Lena Leatherman, Brennan Eady, Melina Wettstein, Katie Johnson, and Ava Gladhart. For Centralia, it is Owen Dieters, Tatum Kramer, Cora Thompson, Tatum Kramer, and Isabel Haberkamp. And the Panthers will get the ball to start this third quarter, and we are underway. Dieters with it. As they're going from the near side to the far side across your radio dial. Straight away three. That one off the left side, no good for Tori Kuckelman, her second three of the day. And out of bounds, Katie Johnson lets it go and done it to West with a stop. See if they can get a stop and score to start this third quarter. Edie brings it up, defended by Kramer. goes to the far side and crosses over. Crossover, beautiful crossover again. Throws to the right side, falling away, shot no good, rebound. Katie Johnson, she's fouled going up. She's strong off the glass, but she will get two free throws coming up. Katie Johnson will attempt her first two free throws of the game. She's a 50% free throw shooter. 4 points in that first half for the Jonathan West forward. First one on the way is too strong, no good. That foul was picked up by Tori Kuckelman. That is her second. First team foul as well. And second one is no good because Melena Wettstein had her foot on the line, so it's waved off. And it's going the other way after the free throw violation. And now whistle on a blocking foul on the press against Melena Wettstein. So a lane violation and then a personal foul. Not a great start for the Jonathan West leading scorer. And that'll be just her first personal, though. 30 seconds gone here in this third quarter. No score in this frame. Peters stops in the middle of the paint, looking for somebody to kick it out to, and she finds Kuckelman. She'll give it to the far side wing. Driving baseline is Tatum Kramer. She stops. Down pass for Tori Kuckelman. She stops at the wing. Pass to Dieter. She curls. Floater straight away. No good. Out of bounds. Off the left side. Missing everything. It'll go to Donovan West. Much like the first quarter, offense off to a bit of a slow start. Only 5 points combined in the first 3 minutes of the game. 1 minute gone. No score in the third quarter. Katie Johnson passed near side wing for Brennan Eady. Tough the key catch. Wettstein three is blocked by Dieters, but she gets the miss. Gives up to Katie Johnson. Tough the key catch for Ava Gladhart. Eady will try a three. That is short. Rebound Owen Dieters of Centralia. Panthers leading rebounder on the season. Almost 60 games. Spins to the right side. Hands it back. Kuckelman. Stop. Gives up to Kramer. On the near side wing. At the corner for Dieters. She'll try a three. That one is off the left side of the rim. No good. Rebound for Lena Leatherman. Full court pass up ahead from Wettstein to Gladhart to cutting Eady on the near side from the block. And a travel is called. They're going to say that Dieters did not touch the ball as she went up and came down with it. So Centralia gets the stop once again. Andy Foster checking in for Ava Gladhart with 6:26 to go, third quarter. Full court press brought on by Donovan West. Inbound to Dieter. She's trapped. Bounce pass to Kuckelman. Up ahead. That's going to be intercepted by Leatherman. Wide open layup is good for Melena Wettstein. There's the first basket of the second half. It's 21-18, Donovan West. Dieter tiptoes down the near sideline. Brings it across that court. Bounce pass to the block. And a foul is called as the catch is made from the far side block by Isabel Haverkamp. And that one goes against Lena Leatherman, her second personal. And down for Dieters, goes to Kuckelman. From the top of the key, pass to Dieters to the wing on the near side. Crossover dribble. Gets a screen by Thompson, dribbles to the baseline. Dieters, pass to the wing. Kuckelman, lob it to the far side corner for Isabel Haverkamp. Looking for a wraparound pass, can't get it, and gives it to Kramer instead. Down near side wing, Kuckelman once again. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Straightaway three, Dieters on the catch. Good! Owen Dieters knocks it down. She has 16 points, and we are tied 21-21. Ice in her veins. 5.5 now left to play third quarter. Far side wing catch for Leatherman. Dribbles once. Gives up her dribble to Eady. Katie Johnson just inside the perimeter. Pass intended for Leatherman. Cutting across the lane. And she's fouled as she makes the catch. And we'll see who they give that foul to. And they will give that to Tori Kuckelman, her third. Kuckelman and Hayden Kramer both with 2,000, make the 3,000 piece. Katie Johnson going to inbound here underneath the basket on the near side. Head coach Perry Smith calling out the play. Johnson looking to lob it. Instead, bounce pass. Nice head fake by Foster. Gets that. Gives it one. Got around the big. Amy Foster with her first point since the first quarter. She has 5. And actually, that foul is going to go against Cora Thompson, but she did get around Gibbs. Thompson with her second foul. Foster, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Free throw on its way is good. 24-21, Donovan West. Crossing that court to Kuckelman on the baseline. Stops at the wing after a couple dribbles. Inside pass. Thompson almost traveled, but kicks it out of there. Rempe thought about the three. Instead, dribbles to her right from the top of the key. Hands it off. Gibbs going to try a long two. 17-footer. Too strong. Rebound. Dieters. Right side block, and she's fouled going up, and she'll shoot two. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College, for making our broadcast possible today. That foul goes against Katie Johnson, her second, as she misses the front end. Does Owen Dieters. Meanwhile, in the other gym, Valley Heights leads Lynn 49-28 after three quarters of action. Scoring an update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House of Fairview. Also, Holton leads Hiawatha 26-20 at halftime. Second free throw was good for Owen Dieters. He's now 2-for-4 from the stripe. That's in the Thunder Classic in Nemaha Central. Leatherman will exit. Courtney Johnson back in the game. First time in this half. Edie in trouble. Nice defense by Keelan Rempe. Not even getting to half court. Nice crossover dribble by Foster. Drives. Kick to the corner. Pass too hot for Bell-Smith to handle. And he goes out of bounds. Turnover to Centralia. The freshman got a little bit out of control that time. Rempe is stopped in her tracks before half court. Gives it to Peters, who brings up the far side. 24-22, side for West. Underneath the basket from the far side block. Shot short for Dieters. Rebound, Katie Johnson. Other pass deflected by Gibbs. Out of bounds. It will stay with Donovan West going the other way. .435 to go third quarter. Inbound to ED. Immediately under pressure by Rempe. Into a double team. Hands it back to Foster. Foster across half court. Drives middle. Pass deflected. And again, almost a turnover from Foster. But it finds the hands of George Johnson on the ricochet. Her shot's no good from straight away, and out of bounds, he'll stay with the West with 4:22 left to go. Elena Wettstein will check in for Bell-Smith. Coach Smith calls out the play. Johnson trying to find an open teammate on the block. Pass court's free, but into the hands of Donovan West. They maintain possession as Edie has it. Hand back to Foster. Just to the right of the top of the key, she drives middle. In the lane, got it poked free, taken away. Australia going the other way, it's Teeter. Up the sideline on the near side, defended by Edie. Wanted to walk, not going to get it. He's up a dribble, high post catch, shows the Haverkamp. Turns, finds, gives. Block to block, intended for Tatum Kramer, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Australia. Low scoring action here in the South Gym. Been a fun one so far, has been close all the way through. Inbound to Gibbs, hand off to Cedars, three off the dribble, too strong. Rebound by Tatum Kramer, and it's whipped away by Courtney Johnson, and she fouled the arm. That foul will go against Owen Dieters, and that is only her first personal foul. Head coach Dusty Thompson is going to go ahead and pull her for the time being. Hayden Kramer makes her first appearance here in the second half with three personal fouls. Courtney Johnson. And a whistle and a foul off the ball as Johnson passed it to Andy Foster. A foul was inside against Josie Haverkamp, her second. And that is the fifth, and that should send him to the free throw line. The two free throws coming up. Seems to be for Courtney Johnson. She is the best free throw shooter on the team at 80%. Averaging 6 points a game. Didn't have her best effort yesterday. So far today, she's scoreless as well. First free throw on this way is good. What a better way to get your offense started than knocking down some free ones. That free throw puts Donovan West up 25-22. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Second one on its way. That one is good. 2-for-2 goes Courtney Johnson. Two possession lead, largest lead of the day at 4 points. Aiden Kramer trips. Pass up ahead to Haverkamp. Lob up ahead. Tatum Kramer, far side wing. One dribble, pulls up 17-footer. That is short. Rebound. Elena Wettstein of Donovan West. She'll bring it up herself. Heavily defended. Nice full-court pass up ahead to Edie. Crossover dribble in the middle of the paint. Kicks it. Mid-range jumper. Too strong by Katie Johnson. It was about a 10-footer. Rebound Centralia. Gibbs is going to bring it up across that court. Aiden Kramer, she has some room to work, so she'll drive. Switch double team, lays it up and in. Saw that she wasn't being defended, so she takes it all the way and lays it up and in. It's 26-24. Timeout called by Perry Smith of Donovan West. A step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Failed to mention the final score for the consolation games. Onega falling short on both the boys and girls' side. 46-44 against Blue Valley Randolph on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Washington County defeats Onega 48-47. Here in this one, 3:03 left to go in the third quarter, 26-24 Donovan West. Quarterfinal action, beating the press. Driving kick is Donovan West into the corner. That's off the mark on a three-point attempt by Emmy Jo Wettstein. Rebound Centralia. Bring it up. The near side is Hayden Kramer, and she is fouled on the floor. Foul will go against Emmy Jo Wettstein. Her first team foul number four, so both teams now in the double bonus for the rest of the way, and then the reigning 2:46 in the quarter. As Owen Dieters checks back into the game for Centralia. Dieters the inbounder. Near side, trying to find somebody open, gets Tatum Kramer top of the key. Back to Dieters. Near side wing, lob it inside. To the Haverkamp, one dribble, spins, gets her defender up in the air, shot no good up the glass, rebound Dieters. And that one is up and no good, but she misses it, and she's fouled. She will shoot two. That is the 15th foul. And Donovan West fans not happy about that call. Katie Johnson gets credited with her third personal foul. First free throw for Dieters is too strong. Owen Dieters now 2-for-5 from the free throw line here tonight. In a struggle today from the free throw line for Centralia. They're 4-for-9. Second one is good, so she stays 50%. She's got 18, 5 of the team's 7 points in the quarter, and she had all of the team's 8 points in the second quarter. 26-25 Donovan West. In the corner is Emmy Jo Wettstein. He's into the wing. Courtney Johnson is out of the top of the key. Bounce pass. No look. Far side once again for Emmy Jo. Cross court pass near side corner for Lena Leatherman. Pass too high for Katie Johnson. Stolen away by Tatum Kramer. After the turnover, Centralia brings up the near side. Kramer needs some help. She gets bumped. And a whistle and an offensive foul. Was an offensive foul or a step out of bounds? Looks like they're going to say she just stepped out of bounds. Good job beating her to the spot. The Donovan West defense making sure that she had to go back to the inside. She was not able to. She kept trying to go to the outside near the sideline. She stepped out. 2:09 now left to go, third quarter. Drive right side into the corner. Top of the key catch, Leatherman for three. Too strong, rebound Katie Johnson. Putback is good from straight away. And Katie Johnson now has six. It's 28-25 and a whistle and a carry against Owen Dieters. That's the second time the officials have flagged her for that tonight. Back to Donovan West. David Gibbs will check in for Josie Haverkamp. Largest lead the Mustangs have had today is 4 points. And they can improve upon that if they can get a basket here. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, Bonita State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wankron Oil Company. Inbound to the near side corner to Emmy Jo Wettstein. To the wing and dribble off the foot of Foster, but into the hands of Lena Leatherman. A fortunate break for Donovan West. Edie has it, dribbles, gives it up to Foster, who will hand it off to Wettstein. Emmy Jo Wettstein in trouble, bounce pass, top of the key for Leatherman. Pass gets Reppy up in the air, and 3 seconds in the lane is called against Katie Johnson.
Yeah.
1:35 to go now. Chance for Centralia to tie it. They can knock down a three ball. Peters dribbles to her right, stops at the top of the key. Gives up her dribble. In trouble, backdoor cut. Kramer, far side, beautiful backdoor. Shut up, off the glass, and good. Kramer kind of fell awkwardly. Pass deflected out of bounds. Can't save it, though. So back to Dawson West. A beautiful backdoor cut by Kramer and a gorgeous pass from Owen Dieters on the assist. 28-27 D West. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Brent Eady, top of the key, dribbles, handoff, near side wing, catch, Emmy Jo Westheim. Top of the key for Foster, now far side wing for Leatherman. Throws off a screen, lob on the pick and roll for Katie Johnson, shot off the right side of the glass, no good, rebound Owen Dieters. Chance for the Panthers to take the lead with 58 seconds left. Full court pass up ahead, far side short corner for Thompson, kicks out to the corner, and Owen Dieters all alone for three, can she make it? No, it's too strong, offensive rebound though, Tatum Kramer, near side short corner, wraparound pass, long two court, Thompson, that's short, picked up in the air, and rebound Katie Johnson. 42 seconds left. Jennifer West on the run. Up the far sideline. D West up by one. They'll slow it up a little bit. Double teamed. Now Rempe and Dieters. They force a turnover. Pass up ahead. That's taken away. That's up ahead for Katie Johnson. Across half court is Edie. She drives right side. 20 seconds left. Had to put free. And that's out of bounds. Tipped out by Kata Gibbs. Good defense by the Centralia freshman forward. Take a deep breath after a fast pace back and forth. Three or four possessions. Clock stops with 24.8 seconds left. 28-27, Donovan West here in the third quarter. Gibbs the inbounder, and now a substitution. Now bring Hayden Kramer in for Cora Thompson Lakes. Press brought on by the Mustangs. Dieters gets it. She'll bring up the far sideline, and she's bumped. Not a whole lot of contact there. And again, Lena Leatherman with her third personal foul, and two free throws are coming up for Hayden Kramer. Kramer went 1-for-2 from the free throw line in her first go. That was back in the first quarter. Oh, correction, make your pardon, sorry. That is Owen Dieters going to the free throw line. She brought it up. She is 3-for-6, as mentioned, from the free throw line tonight. The clock stops with 23 seconds even. First free throw is good. Hoping that she can go 2-for-2 for the first time tonight right here in this trip. As we are tied 28-28, chance for the Panthers to retake the lead. As we continue to go back and forth here in this third quarter. Second free throw. Good. She is now 5 of 8 from the free throw line. A little bit more palatable. She has 7 points in the quarter and 20 on the ball game. Dawson West with the ball down by 1. 23 seconds left in the quarter. Cross half court is Edie. To fake the handoff. In trouble. Pass is deflected, but into the hands of Courtney Johnson near half court. And cross-court pass back to Edie. 13 seconds. Crossover dribble into the corner. Leatherman lob inside. Deflected and taken away. 7 seconds left. Pass up ahead. Far side. 3 seconds left. Here's the lob. Short corner shot at the buzzer off the side of the backboard for Hayden Kramer. And then it's out of the quarter. Comes to a close. 29-28. Centralia up by 1 as we go to the fourth. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
29-28, Owen Dieters continues to impress for Centralia. She's keeping the team in this ball game single-handedly. She scored 7 of the team's 11 points in that period. She made a 3 and went 4-for-5 from the free throw line. And out of the break, it'll be Donovan West basketball. Centralia up 29-28, if I failed to mention that. Here we go, back underway. Fourth quarter, strap in. Should be a fun finish. No team has had larger than a 4-point lead as the pass is off of the foot of Tana Gibbs. It'll be kickball and it'll stay with the West. Inbound. We're back underway. Edie gets it. Meanwhile, Valley Heights defeats Lynn 62-38. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. Hand off, top of the key to Edie. Defended by Dieters. Kicks. Far side corner. Gladhart dribbles to the middle. Stopped there by Core Thompson. Drive baseline. Edie gets bumped, and that's going to be a blocking foul. Oh, I don't know about that. That looked to me like that should have been a charge. Isabel Haberkamp beat her to the spot and took that charge beautifully. So Donovan West gets that call, and we play on. Here's the lob in to Melina Weckstein. Top of the key catch. She's going to fire three off the dribble. Straight away, that's no good. Long rebound, Brett Edie. Near side wing, drives baseline. Shot is down from behind by Owen Dieter. Fantastic defense by the junior guard for Centralia. Trying to go coast to coast. Now she'll bring it back. Crossover dribble back to the middle. Bounce back. Nice five for Kayla Gisler. Shot blocked. Gets the second try. And she is fouled. And she will go to the line to shoot two. So that foul will go against Melina Weckstein. That'll be her second. 12 points for Melina. First free throw for Gibbs. Rattles home. First point of the game for Tava Gibbs, their second leading scorer on the season coming into today. Second try for the freshman forward is good. She goes 2 for 2. Makes it 31-28. Jonathan West with the ball with 7:17 remaining in the game. Winner will take on Valley Heights in the semifinal round. Cross half court is Foster. She'll drive in the lane. It's stopped and fouled on the floor. Second team foul for Centralia. Already with only 52 seconds coming off the clock. Second personal foul against Owen Dieters. Inbound for Katie Johnson. Near side wing catch for Leatherman. Head fake. Couple dribbles and trying to kick it out. Deflected by Dieters. And Westbund had it momentarily. It was taken away by Isabel Haberkamp. Going to the right side is Dieters. Whistle, a blocking foul. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. A pretty good attempt there to try to take the charge by Brenna Edie. Doesn't get the call. And that will be Edie's second personal foul and second team foul. As the Donovan West fans display their disagreement is the word I was looking for with that call. As the first free throw falls off the right side of the rim for Owen Dieters. 20 points for her. Second most points in the game is 3 for Keelan Rempe and Hayden Kramer. Second one is no good as well. But she falls back down to 50% on the day from the free throw line. 5 for 10. It's 31-28 Centralia. Weckstein drives the baseline after a nice head fake. Floater is good. A beautiful touch. Melina Weckstein blew by her defender. She has 14. Timeout called by Donovan West. 31-30, 6:45 to play. He will step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Onega, 31-30. Fourth quarter action, 6:45 remaining. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, BND Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies, making today's broadcast possible. What a game here, TVL quarterfinals. Again, the winner will take on Valley Heights, who won in the other gym handily, 62-38. And we'll be broadcasting that semifinal tomorrow. That one is slated for 4:30 in the afternoon in the North Gym. Here we go in this one. Dieters with the ball for Centralia. Full court pass up ahead across half court to Josie Haberkamp. She'll hand it off to Kuckelman. Now in the corner for Hayden Kramer. Wraparound pass down low. Far side block. Hayden Kramer. She is rejected out of there by Katie Johnson. Rebound by Lena Leatherman, and she has her pass taken away by Owen Dieters, and she lays it up and in. Costly mistake by Lena Leatherman, and now 22 points for Owen Dieters. First field goal make of the quarter for Centralia. 33-30, drive left side, and a whistle and a foul on a reach-in on Tatum Kramer on the reach-in, and Dieters, I think, is happy that's not against her, because that would have been her third. Instead, it is Kramer's second. Team foul number three. Gibbs and Rempe and Kuckelman coming in for Centralia. Meanwhile, Courtney Johnson coming in for Jonathan West. Inbound for Katie Johnson. Here's a lob top of the key for Weststein. Far side drive by Johnson. Kicks it out. Andy Foster drives middle. Shot blocked by Gibbs, but out to Courtney Johnson for three. Too strong. Rebound Tava Gibbs. Underhand pass to Kramer. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter, avoiding a double team pass up ahead across that court to Gibbs. And it looks like she traveled, no call. Kick out to the far side corner for three for Tori Kuckelman. Too strong rebound tape, but Gibbs, her put back on the plate, no good. Rebound Melina Weststein. Here come the Mustangs. Foster brings it across half court from the middle. He's going to try to go coast to coast with it. Underhand pass to Katie Johnson, trying to take the charge. Nothing called, and a pass is thrown away by Tatum Kramer on a weak pass across the paint. 33-30 Centralia. Ken Kramer, jump stop, kick it out. Rempe drives baseline by Courtney Johnson. Stop there in the short corner. In trouble. Kicks it out to the wing. Ken Kramer with it. Dribbles to the middle. Gets a screen. Goes to her left. Doesn't use the screen. Pulls up. 15-footer. Short. Missing everything. Rebound by Courtney Johnson. Back and forth we go. Heads up ahead to Katie Johnson across half court. Edie drives right side. Short corner. Stop there. She'll kick it out. Andy Foster tries a three. Far side wing off the backboard. No good. Rebound for Tori Kuckelman of Centralia. And a 4-4 pass up ahead, and a foul committed by Brennan Edie, who couldn't quite jump the route. A risky pass by Tori Kuckelman finds the hand of Tatum Kramer, and Brennan Edie picks up her third personal foul. And team foul number three. Both teams with 3,000 apiece, 5:03 remaining, 33-30 Centralia. Lena Leatherman checking in for Melina Weststein. Meanwhile, Tatum Kramer checking in for Centralia. Here's the inbound to Dieters. 3 minutes gone here in this fourth quarter. 5 minutes to go. Dieters dribbles all the way to the near side corner. Wraparound pass gives. Backdoor cut for Dieters. In the middle of the paint. Shot up. No good, but she's fouled. And that one goes against Belle Smith. Her second. Team's fourth. So now, double bonus free throws the rest of the game from here on out for Centralia. All about making these free throws. Owen Dieters is just 5-for-10 from charity stripe here tonight. First one on the way. Good. Dieters had all of the team's 8 points in the second quarter, had 7 of the team's 11 points in the third quarter, and she knocked down both. She's now 7-for-12 from the free throw line as she has 3 of the team's 5 points here in the fourth quarter. It's 35-30. Actually, beg your pardon, 3 of the team's 6 points in the quarter. Cross half court, Edie. Pass to the near side. Driving is Foster. A little floater off the glass. Too strong. Tipped by Dieters into the hands of Cora Thompson. Bounce pass to Dieters. Good job keeping that away from three. Jonathan West Mustangs. 35-30 Centralia, their largest lead of the game. 4:30 to play. Dieters drives. Baseline. Stops. Shot blocked. Katie Johnson gets her on this. Second strike. She's fouled again. She keeps finding ways to get to the basket. And when she does, good things happen. Is that foul picked up by Belle Smith, her third? 2 more tries at the free throw line for Owen Dieters. That one is good. She is starting to find her rhythm at the free throw line. And she's made her last 3. Lena Weststein checking back into the game in for Belle Smith. Also Andy Foster. Well, actually, she was already in the game. She just moves from the top of the paint to the bottom there. Second free throw for Centralia is good. Dieters now 9-for-14 from the free throw line. It is 37-30. They continue to grow their largest lead of the game. Donovan West trying to get back in it as they fall behind 3 possessions. Edie defended by Owen Dieters, 3/4 of the way home. Edie hands it off to Leatherman. Stops from the wing. High post catch by Katie Johnson. She heads it back. Foster drives middle in the lane, gets away from a defender, and she's fouled on the floor. Fourth team foul, double bonus from here on out with 4:13 left to go. So both teams, double bonus for the remainder of this ball game. That foul goes against Tava Gibbs, her second. Hayden Kramer in for her sister. Or make it part another way around. Hayden Kramer in for her sister, Hayden. Teddy Johnson, bounce pass in the lane for Foster. Shot is blocked by Tava Gibbs. Rebound by Owen Dieter. Attack defense by the freshman forward of Centralia. Dieter's trying to push it. A big screen by Gibbs to get Dieter's open for a 15-footer, but she misses it. Rebound Katie Johnson. Now that pass to Westheim. Full court. Up ahead, wide open on the near side, but dropping it is Leatherman. Hayden Kramer tips it out to Owen Dieter and saves it. Up the near sideline on the near side. Trying to push it is Dieter. Stops in the middle of the paint, fires an 8-footer. Good! Hit the back of the iron and falls through. She's fired up. She has 26 points. And it's 39-30 Centralia. They continue to grow their largest lead of the game with 3:44 to go. And a timeout is called. It's set aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
KMZA.
39-30, our score, 3:44 left to go. Centralia is starting to pull away here. Nice run by the Panthers. Duffin West offense has been stagnant. Edie is double-teamed in trouble. She'll give it up to Foster. She dribbled across half court. She'll drive, kick into the corner. Three ball by Melina Wettstein is off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Johnson, that putback is good. Left to the basket for Katie Johnson. She has 8. Timeout called once again. It will take this one a 30-second break from head coach Perry Smith. Back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
KMZA.
Centralia has outscored Jonathan West 10-4 here in this fourth quarter. 39-32, a big-time basket for Katie Johnson. It was a 10-2 run before that basket by the Jonathan West forward. And we're back underway. Dieter, bounce pass across that court to Gibbs. They break the press into the corner with it. Dieter's all alone for three. Far side wing. Short. Rebound by Tori Kunkelman on the long board. Another try for Dieters. Again, they leave her alone. That's an air ball. Tipped by Hayden Kramer. She's on the floor. She's got it. She gets it out to Gibbs from the block. The near side is good on the putback. A lack of rebounding there for Jonathan West. Costs them. It's 41-32. Back to the largest lead of the game. Full-court pass up ahead to Katie Johnson. She lays it up and in as they break the press right back. Katie Johnson now with 10. 41-34. Double-team Dieters and swing double-team with the blocking foul called. And it's going to be against Katie Johnson. Two free throws coming up for Dieters. That is the fourth foul for Katie Johnson. First play for either team with four personal fouls. The clock stops with 2:56 to go. Again, the winner will take on Valley Heights in the semifinal, the second semifinal, as Valley Heights won over Lynn 62-38 as Owen Dieters misses the front end. She is now 9-for-15 from the free throw line. She went 4-for-6 in the third quarter. Those just joining us, Cedars scored all 8 of Centralia's points in the second quarter and 7 of the team's 11 in the third quarter as the second one falls through there. 42-34. Courtney Johnson in trouble, gives it up, Foster, drive kick. Edie, 3, near side wing. Off the iron, no good. Gets her on miss from the top of the key. Pass inside for Kenny Johnson, tipped by Dieters and thrown away by Tori Kunkelman. 42-34 again, 8-point lead for Centralia. Peters takes the handoff to the corner, keeps it herself. Now gives it up to Rempe. Jab fake, dribbles left. Stop there, on the top of the key, in trouble. Kicks it out to Peters, near side wing. He's looking for somebody to cut to the basket. Now a screen set, Kava gives. And now lack of movement as she gets up her dribble. She gets it back. Dribbling for Kramer to clear through. She does not do that. Dribbling to the near side wing, driving. Jump stop, shot up no good for Owen Dieters. Rebound Courtney Johnson. Not a great shot selection that time. It's 2:05 to go. Crossover dribble, Johnson. From the top of the key. Stops the elbow kick. Medio try another three. That one's off the right side, no good. Tipped up in the air. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Tava Gibbs of Centralia. And handing it off to Owen Dieters with Hayden Kramer. 1:50 to go. Good looks for Brennan Eady. Just couldn't get him to fall through. Dieters, lob inside for Gibbs. Nice find, and she's fouled. And I think that's against Katie Johnson. And if that is, that is her fifth. And it is. Fantastic effort tonight from Katie Johnson. She finishes the game with 10 points, fouling out with 1:42 to go. It's looking like it's going to be Centralia in the semifinals, but there still is 1:42 to go, 42-34. Centralia is still up by 8. Big free throws coming up here for Tava Gibbs, who went 2 for 2 her last time from the free throw line. Freshman puts in the air, and that one's off the right side, no good. Reminder, we have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, and then our boys' game with all that. Again, we have Centralia versus Donovan West boys next. Second one is in there. Rattles around the rim and through. Full court pass up ahead from Andy Foster is picked off underneath the basket intended for Bell Smith. It's thrown away by Isabel Haberkamp. Kaden Kramer up the near sideline. Entry pass to Corey Thompson is loose and thrown away by Courtney Johnson with a loose ball as Corey Thompson gets a piece. Possession arrow favors. Looks like it's Donovan West. Four subs coming in for Centralia. They did that not too long ago. And a glad heart checking in for D. West and for Courtney Johnson. 43-34, tied for the largest lead of the game for Centralia, 1:28 remaining. Score not really indicative of how close this one has been all night long, but Centralia has been able to pull away here in this fourth quarter thanks to a 10-2 run to open this fourth quarter. Inbound underneath the basket for Kaden Kramer, dribbles to the corner on the far side. Bounce pass, Peter stops the elbow, and whistle on an offensive foul, she pushed off. Four more substitutions for Centralia. As Eaters picks up her third personal. It'll be Gibbs, Isabel Haberkamp, Josie Haberkamp, Owen Dieters, and Core Thompson in. 1:21 to go, 43-34, still our score. Jonathan West, Bell Smith, Ava Gladhart, Elena Wettstein, Brenna Eady, and Andy Foster, who's bringing it up at the moment. And she's bumped and fouled by Core Thompson, and she'll shoot two. Not a smart foul that time by Centralia's Core Thompson. That'll be her third. And Foster goes to the free throw line, and she's 2 for 3 on the day from the charity stripe. Only 6 points in this fourth quarter. Dylan Dieters has 7 points by herself in this fourth quarter. That one too strong. 27 points on the day for Owen Dieters. Ava Gibbs also big in this fourth quarter. She has 5 points. All of her points have come in this quarter. Other four substitutions is Tatum Kramer, Keelan Rempe, Owen Dieters, and Tori Kuckelman now all in the game for Centralia. One more try for Foster, trying to salvage a 1 for 2 from this trip. And she does. She has 7 points now. And timeout is called. And we'll take a break as well. 30-second break, 43-35 Centralia, 1:17 to go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
KMZA.
43-35, 1:17 remaining. The difference in this game, a 10-2 run by Centralia to start this fourth quarter. Centralia only led by one going into this quarter as an inbound pass from David Gibbs deflected out of bounds. Dangerous as Andy Foster almost came away to steal. It would be a monumental collapse if Centralia were unable to pull away in this one. Peter's trying to get free on the inbound. Back to her in the middle of the floor, gets across that court. Drives left side on Ava Gladhart. She stops to the block, and it's on her hand. Feeds Ava Gibbs, and she's pushed by Bell Smith. And she picks up her fourth personal foul. And Ava Gibbs back to the free throw line. She's 3-for-4 from the charity stripe here in this quarter. And in the game as well. Owen Dieter's masterclass here in this one. Scored 5 in the first quarter as the first free throw is good from Tava Gibbs. She had 8 more in the second quarter. All of the team's points coming from Dieters in that period. She scored 7 more in the third quarter, 7 of the team's 11 points. And here in the fourth quarter, she had 7 more. Tava Gibbs helping her out as she has 6 here in the quarter. Second one for Gibbs. That one's off the right side. No good this time. Offensive rebound by Tatum Kramer. And a foul against Centralia. Now free throws for Donovan West. 1:10 to go. The Valley Heights Lynn game finished probably about a half hour ago. I'm going to check the exact time of that. Probably pretty darn close to that guesstimation. Yep, 24 minutes ago. First free throw is good for Melena Wettstein. That was her first free throw attempt of the game. Leading score for Donovan West. She has 15 on the ball game. Katie Johnson fouled out with 1:42 to go. She finished with 10. That one is good. So it's now 44-37 going back to the press with Donovan West. Peters brings up the near sideline, gets across that court by herself. Goes coast to coast, bounce pass to Cora Thompson in the block, and she shuffled her feet, and it's a travel. Australia has a case that she was A, pushed, and B, never had possession. But the official calls the travel. 1:03 to go. And a pass thrown away. Edie trying to find Andy Foster. And Dieters is fouled on the layup. And she will go to the line to shoot 2 with 58.3 seconds left. That was a huge turnover. Donovan West comes down this end and drains a 3. All of a sudden a 44-40 game. But now a chance for Owen Dieters to keep them up by 3 possessions, as she does with the first free throw. Good. She is 11-for-17 from the free throw line. Second one is on its way, and that is good. 29 points for Owen Dieters. Substitution, Tatum Kramer checking in for Tava Gibbs for Centralia. Again, 58.3 seconds left. Back to a 9-point lead for the Panthers. 46-37. Foster up the far side, brings it to the middle. In the lane, stops the elbow. Couple defenders fall. She had an opportunity to shoot, but she gets it out to Edie. She'll try a 3. That one is good. And Brenna Edie with her first 3 make of the game. She has 5. And it's back to a 2-possession game. It's 46-40. 46.6 seconds left as the timeout is called. We will take that break. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsors, BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, and Hilltop Creations. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
46-40, our score. 46.6 seconds left in this ballgame. It is a 2-possession ballgame. And out of the timeout, it will be Centralia basketball, and they'll face Donovan West Press once again, which has not had a whole lot of success lately. So Tava Gibbs will inbound it. Defending the inbound is Bell Smith. There's a slap, and we are back underway as the countdown starts. Gibbs trying to find somebody open in the middle of Tate Kramer. And she'll dribble it up the near side across half court. Twist the double team to the middle. The free throw line kicks it out to Josie Haberkamp and down to the hands of Owen Dieters. Now they got to start fouling with 37 seconds left. It's starting to count down. Hand off Tate Kramer. They should foul her now. They're going to let her drive in the lane. She gets bumped in a whole lot of contact to call that foul. They got away with one there. Both teams got away with one. That should have been a made layup for Hayden Kramer. Well, she'll go to the line to shoot two, but for Jonathan Wentz, they should have fouled her as soon as Hayden Kramer touched the basketball. And for Centralia, if you're Owen Dieters, you cannot let anybody else have the basketball. You've got to be the person with the basketball in your hands. She is 12 for 18 from the free throw line. 31 seconds left as that stoppage was because Bell Smith just fouled out of the game. So two free throws coming up for Hayden Kramer. First one is good. And a big time free throw for Hayden Kramer as that makes it a three possession game once again. And now Donovan West has to once again work quickly. Make or miss here. It's on its way, and good. Two for two. Hayden Kramer, she has 5 points on the day, 48-40. Foster gets all the way to the paint. She's blocked, but she's fouled. And Josie Haberkamp is in some pain. And it's her foot. I think her ankle got rolled up here. 24.9 seconds left. Andy Foster was fouled by Hayden Kramer. That's her fourth. And it's her left ankle. So we'll go ahead and step aside. Let's take a break for 30 seconds here on the MC Sports Radio Network. Keep it, Jared. We're going to keep it here. Just a reminder, our boys game will come up after this one. And our post game show is up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estates. Again, injured on the play was Josie Haberkamp. 24.9 seconds left, 48-40, Centralia leading Donovan West. Difference in this one, a 10-2 run for the Panthers at the beginning of the quarter. No, and Dieters, big reason for that. Dieters only has three field goal makes in the second half, but she has 16 points in the second half. As Thompson, beg your pardon, sorry, Haberkamp to her feet, and she is gingerly limping off at her left ankle. Wore it pretty good. She's not putting now any weight on it. Again, two free throws coming up here for Andy Foster. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, Helen AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply, and all of our amazing sponsors for making this week's broadcast possible. Andy Foster is 3 for 5 from the free throw line. She has 7 points on the game. And is the Mustangs' third leading scorer, only behind Katie Johnson with 10 and Wayne Wettstein, who leads the team with 15 points. I think that's 16. First free throw for Foster is good. Needs this one to make it a two-possession game once again. It's on its way. And good. She's 5 for 7 now. 48-42, bringing up the far side is Dieters, and a whistle, and a travel is called. I think Dieters was waiting a call of some sort, whether it be an offensive foul or a defensive foul, as Gladhart tried to take a charge, didn't get the call, but a travel called against Owen Dieters, and 19.8 seconds left, a three-pointer can make this a one-possession game. Nina Leatherman checking in for Ava Gladhart, inbound, trying to get somebody free, that's Brennan Eady trying to get free, but it's Courtney Johnson who gets it. 19 seconds left, across that court, Johnson drives right side, shot off the glass is too strong. Rebound secured by Hayden Kramer of Centralia. And a whistle and a foul with 11.6 seconds left. That was a good look for Courtney Johnson. And two free throws coming up here for the Panthers. See, that one was against. They're going to give that one to Melena Becker. Oh, I'm sorry, beg your pardon. Wrong number three. Courtney Johnson, that'll be her second. Coach Smith wanting an explanation for that one. Oh, wait a minute. She's shooting free throws with nobody. Was there a technical foul that I missed? And looks like it. The first free throw is good. Rather, that was an intentional foul. I think it was just an intentional foul, not a technical foul. So the first one for Hayden Kramer is good. Second one for Kramer. That one is good. She goes 2 for 2. It's an 8-point lead for Centralia. She is 5 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. Big time for Hayden Kramer. 4 for 4 in this quarter. And a timeout is called with 11.6 seconds left by Donovan West. We'll take it as well. Let's take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
11.6 seconds left. Centralia leads 50-42 over Donovan West here in the TBL Girls quarterfinals for the right to play Valley Heights tomorrow. And meanwhile, on the other gym, they've already completed one quarter of the boys game between Hanover and Valley Heights with the Wildcats leading 23-9. Back in this one. Inbound for Centralia. Gets it to Kramer, and she's fouled hard by Ava Gladhart. Tried to get that steal. That'll be your second personal. Back to the free throw line go the Panthers. This fourth quarter has been going by very slow. Again, this game started at 5:45, and we're getting close to the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here. First free throw no good for Tatum Kramer. The boys' game between Centralia and Donovan West, well, that was supposed to start at 7. Second free throw for Kramer is no good as well. Rebound, Donovan West. That'll work quickly, down by 3 possessions. And a steal by Owen Dieters. And with 3 seconds left, they're not going to foul, and that is going to be it. Survive in advance for Centralia. They score 21 points in the fourth quarter and win it 50-42. We're going to take a break. We'll have our Be Outdoors post-game show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook Park, or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, girls game, final score 50-42. Centralia on to the semifinals. Take on Valley Heights tomorrow at 4:30. Bring through the final tallies from this one. First for Donovan West, 10 points apiece for Andy Foster and Katie Johnson. And leading the way in scoring was 16 with Melena Wettstein. 5 points for Brenna Eady and 2 for Courtney Johnson. And as for Centralia, how about 31 points for Owen Dieters? 11 points in the fourth quarter. She was sensational. 12 for 18 from the free throw line here tonight. 7 points from Hayden Kramer, 6 from Tava Gibbs. All of those coming in the fourth quarter, and 4 of Kramer's 7 points came in the fourth quarter as well. All those were on free throws. 3 points for Keelan Rempe. 2 points for Tatum Kramer and a free throw for Cora Thompson. So it was all about free throws for Centralia. That's been a part of their game they've struggled with this season. So for head coach Dusty Thompson, I'm sure he's very pleased with the fact that they were able to win because of free throw makes. Again, final score 50-42 here in a postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Now it's time to crown our player of the game, and man, this is a tough one. Just kidding. It's Owen Dieters, of course, 31 points, as mentioned, and going 12 from 18 from the free throw line. Just a fantastic game for her. A breakdown quarter by quarter, 5 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. That was all of the team's points in the second quarter. She had 7 of the team's 11 points in the third quarter, and then 11 points in the fourth quarter, as Centralia had 21 points in that fourth quarter with only 3 made field goals. So 15 of those 21 points coming from the free throw line. Pretty similar to what we saw yesterday from Axel's boys team as they got past Troy. Well, that is going to do it for this one. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll come back with Jonathan West and Trillia boys. Another quarterfinal matchup for the right to take on the winner of the game going on in the other gym, which looks like as of right now it's probably going to be Hanover. Either way, take a few minutes, and we'll come back here in Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.